Week 4 brought the division opener for the Jacksonville Jaguars.
Hey, baby, let's own the AFC South. Let's own the AFC South, baby. This ain't no game. We're going to play these teams twice a year, and we need these. Let's go out and get it. It's going to have to come through us.
The second stop of the Jags' three-game road swing was in Indianapolis, where news broke Sunday morning that Colts starting quarterback Andrew Luck was out with a shoulder injury.
Jeff, the storyline here is very clear. Andrew Luck will not play. How will that affect the game? I think everybody nationally has kind of got their eye on that.
The Jaguars would have to contend with 40-year-old Matt Hasselbeck.
These guys ain't just going to lay down for us. We got to fight just like we did. We got to fight every single play for 60 minutes. All we got right now.
It's the first game within the division, a road trip in the AFC South against the team that truly has owned this division. Game 2 of this three-game road stretch takes us to the Midwest. It's Jags and Colts from Lucas Oil Stadium in Indianapolis.
In the first half, the Jaguars' offense was on display.
Play fake by Blake. Lots of time to throw. Pump fake. Fires it out to the near side. That is caught and out of bounds. Goes Allen Hurns. He got it all the way past the 45-yard line. They're going to mark it at the 46. Terrific gain. 26 yards for the Jaguars. Play fake again. They blitz. Jacksonville picks it up. Throws it on the right sideline for Allen Robinson. Robinson with a diving attempt. He is going to make the catch and fall to the ground inside the 10-yard line. All the way to the 6-yard line. The long bomb. Bortles to Robinson. First down at the Indianapolis 6-yard line. The snap and hold are good. Jason kicks it up and knocks it right through there.
The Jaguars hadn't forced a turnover in 2 games. Against the Colts, they stole 2.
They give it to Robinson running left. Boy, the Jaguars did a great job. And fly. The ball is on the ground. The ball is on the ground. Looks like Jonathan Cyprian has fallen on it. There is a flag thrown in at the end, too. But the ball came out, and it is Jacksonville football.
From there, the Jaguars went to work.
He looks to the end zone. Pump fakes. Nothing there. Now rolls to the right. Now fires into the end zone. Diving attempt by Allen Hurns. Touchdown, Jacksonville. Bortles to Hurns for the touchdown, and Jacksonville has taken the lead.
But the Colts responded on the very next drive.
Fires it into the end zone. That is caught for the touchdown.
The Jaguars would add a field goal just before halftime to take a 13-10 lead.
Listen, keep going after these guys, okay?
Tied at 13, the Jaguars forced the Colts to punt, and the Jaguars got the ball back with 45 seconds to go.
Looks. He tries to get away. Now he's going to scramble. He's got room to run. Blake's got a first down and more. Dives forward at the 49-yard line. 53 yards from the right hash. Kicks it up. Plenty of distance. He missed it to the right.
The game would go to overtime, and the Jaguars had another opportunity for victory.
They run it with Yeldon. A little bit of room for TJ. Out past the 30-yard line. He turns the corner to the 40. Into Colts territory. Run out of bounds. What a terrific run by TJ Yeldon. All the way down to the 44-yard line of Indianapolis. 48-yarder from just inside the left hash. For the win. Myers hits it. He missed.
He missed that one left.
Jason Myers missed from 48 yards.
On their next possession, the Colts finished the game.
And the Colts have beaten the Jaguars in overtime, 16-13.
And the Colts
knocked it right through.
Division win streak continues on.
The Jaguars would fall to their division rival, 16-13.
But we're not quite there yet. And we're not doing enough of the good things yet consistently to get us over the hump. But we're close.